Championship season is upon us this fall and a record-breaking night in Fenville. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The first fall finals are in the books as we now have 2021 Upper Peninsula girls tennis champions in both Division I and II. Playing in Kingsford, Ishpeming Westwood took home the Division I crown. It's their 13th title in the past 18 years, but all of those came in Division II. Last year's champ, Nagani, was second, Escanaba was third. Westwood got first place individual finishes from its number 4 singles player and their top 3 doubles teams. Westwood's number 1, 2, and 3 singles and number 4 doubles all made it to their respective championship matches. The Division II finals were held in Ishpeming, and it was Iron Mountain finishing as MHSAA champions. Last year's champ, West Iron County, was second. It's Iron Mountain's first girls tennis title since 2008, but it's had 6 runner-up finishes since then. They took home individual titles at number 2 singles and numbers 2 and 3 doubles, beating West Iron in all 3 of those final matches. For more on both championships, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Kate Brody. The Grand Blanc junior is the reigning Division I girls golf champion, and she won 2 events in back-to-back days last week. She shot a 68 in winning the Grand Blanc Invitational just one day after shooting a tourney best 77 at the Saginaw Valley League Championship. Ben Peterson, the Fenville quarterback, threw for 347 yards and an MHSAA 8-player record 7 touchdowns and a 78-22 win over Bloomingdale. The 78 points is a school record. Fenville also picked off a record 7 passes. And to Dylan Tatum. 2 days after committing to Michigan State, Tatum sealed West Bloomfield's 34-27 overtime victory over Clarkston. He scored on a 3-yard run in overtime to give the Lakers the lead and then intercepted a Clarkston pass, ending the game.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
A quarterback is under heavy pressure and immediately throws the ball away. Intentional grounding, right? Maybe, and maybe not. What goes into an official deciding if grounding has occurred? First, there is no such thing as a tackle box in high school football as it pertains to grounding. A quarterback scrambling outside of the tackle box who throws the ball away could still be penalized for grounding, even if it reaches the line of scrimmage. Any pass can be penalized for grounding if there is no receiver in the immediate area. Behind the line, inside the tackle box, none of that matters. It only matters if there's a potential receiver nearby. If there is, no grounding. If there's not, there will be a flag on the field.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register.
Got to score quickly, see if they can pay it off by a fabulous one-handed grab. Looking into the end zone for Fortune. I think it's picked off. Inside the 5, is it? It is.
It's week 7 on the gridiron, just 3 more weeks of football before postseason play. As a reminder, the top 32 teams in each of the 8 divisions will advance to the 11-player MHSAA tournament. More than 100 games each week are available to watch online through the National Federation of High School State Associations Network, which you can access by simply going to mhsaa.tv. Also each week, Valley Sports Detroit and the State Champs Network broadcast the game. And once again, the MHSAA Finals will be aired live on Valley Sports Detroit. The first of those 8 championships will be at 10 a.m. on Friday, November 26th, wrapping up with a 7:30 p.m. game on Saturday, November 27th. To check playoff points, brackets, scores, and live streams, go to mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.